No issue was too big nor too small for Joe. He tackled the dilemma of pay toilets with the same intensity as the issue of the death penalty for murderers of police officers. The subject of apartheid and its relationship to tourist dollars for the gaming industry found Joe in a face-to-face meeting with the South African Consulate General, and then on the Senate floor, advocating for a ban on Nevada's investment of public funds in South Africa. Our state money should not go to any government to enable it to maintain a system which rejects individuals based on the color of their skin. Our money should not go to any government which uses violence to maintain a system of apartheid, a system which would be illegal under our Constitution. John L. Smith has written an amazingly comprehensive book of the complex life and times of Joe Neal, dealing with matters from Mound, Louisiana, to South Africa. Joe fought the good fight always. He stood alone often. During his first term, he became known as 19-1. He may have stood alone in the beginning, but the underdog prevailed for 32 years in his work for the state of Nevada and for the African-American communities he represented. Joe Neal was always a fearless contender. He waged and won political heavyweight championship bouts. Clayton D. White Director, Oral History Research Center at UNLV Libraries.